Hello, everyone. You're listening to The Michael Amade Show, episode 621, Creator versus Critic. Now, I'm sitting here this morning on a fairly chilly morning, to me anyway, in Denver, and I'm drinking coffee, and I've been working on some deliverables and for a client by the end of this week, and also have been kind of in that phase where we're going through with a very critical eye at all of the work to make sure it's exactly what we want it to be before we're able to push it out. And it got me really thinking about the two separate energies that kind of seem to be focused around creativity. And I think this is directly in line with what we've been talking about over the last few days. And it's more about a mindset and more about energy. Now, of course, we want to look at the work we put out and try to look at it with an eye towards quality. And we want to be able to make sure we're putting out things with quality. But I'm talking in a broader sense. This culture of so much content being thrown at us all the time. I mean, you could watch content all day, all night, and never hit the end of it. There's just so much being made that it's very easy to fall into the consumption habit where your largest contribution to the process is consumption and criticism, as opposed to the energy of creating and pulling things out of nowhere. It's a very different thing to do. It's a very different activity and kind of mindset to be in. And I find that as we fall more into consumption, we can be more of a critical energy, and that tends to be more where we shift. But then two, instead of just being critical, even more so in my opinion, which is a deadening thing, is when we switch to apathy and we just absorb and we take things in. These are very different energies than the one that creates. And so I would suggest that, of course, reading things, seeing things, enjoying things that help inspire you is very valuable. Hopefully this podcast is one of those things. I have these things that I engage with on a fairly regular basis. But I do want to encourage you to try to spend some more time in the problem solving, the creative side of your mind and of your personality, as opposed to in the consumption and critical side. Now, there's a lot of people I know who never leave the critical consumption side. And so I believe, especially in this day and age, it has to be a little bit more of a deliberate perspective, a little bit more of a deliberate decision to get into that mindset. Another thing that I want to point out is that there are a lot of people out there who are operating as creators, and sometimes they use kind of divisive personas to make it happen. But there's a lot of people making all of this content that's thrown at us all of the time. And I think it's very easy to be critical of them for one reason or another. And, I'm not saying that some of them don't deserve their criticism. I know I definitely do my own self sometimes. But I would suggest that instead of engaging in that you allow them to create, and then you create the solutions and the things that you wish did exist. That you start thinking more as someone who is going to be acting and putting things into the world rather than just being as part of the effect of what has been created in the world. Now, this is actually a much more expansive topic if you take it away from just the idea of creating art or content. This is a much larger life concept that I definitely try to subscribe to as much as possible. And I'm not trying to call down people who consume things and enjoy art. Absolutely not. I mean, they give me a living. I am definitely one of those people. But my life is very likely very different than those who spend most of their time consuming art, because I'm having to be consistently in the process of making it. I always have deadlines. I always have teams and people I need to send things to. I'm always in that process. So my life is very different than someone taking it all in all the time. It doesn't mean one life is better than the other. It just means it's a different experience. And my barometer is a little bit different. That being said, when I moved from being a creator early on into, moments in my life where I went into the effect category, where I was just being affected in consumption, I felt weaker, I felt less in control, and I felt like I had less of a say in my own life and the world around me. And as I started trusting my creativity, I started working that muscle, and then I started focusing more on being cause into the world. That's when I started regaining that sense and being able to follow what I felt called to in my life. Hopefully these ideas are useful to you. Maybe it's something that you can apply to your own life. If you want to find out more about me, you can find me at michaelamade.com or on social media. Just look for me. I'm the guy in the cowboy hat. I hope you have a great day. I'm going to be doing creative work for the rest of the day, just really drilling down. I hope that you are able to get everything you need to get done today done, but then you're also able to give yourself a little bit of time to just dream, think things up, maybe write something down, or just allow your mind to wander and come up with something cool and creative that maybe you can take forward with you, and maybe it'll turn into a project someday. Either way, I hope you live today courageously, I hope you live it creatively, and I will see you next time. Have a great day.